We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
The views expressed in this podcast, Champion and Tramp, belong to the host and guests, not the Champion and Tramp podcast itself. It's intended for entertainment information, so please use discretion. We're not responsible for any outcomes resulting from the content discussed. All right, guys, summer's coming. It's time to step it up in the gym and step it up in nutrition. And there's no better protein on the market to help you than these carnivore RTDs, okay? These RTDs are the best macros on the market. 40 grams of protein, zero fat, zero sugar, zero lactose, zero gluten. You want to get ready for summer? These carnivore RTDs are the way to go.
That's right, guys. You heard it from my man himself. If you're looking for the perfect post-workout RTD, carnivore is it. Look no further. You can get yours today with the link below.
Real show. Here we go. Real show. Here we go. You know that it's got to be that time, so this is what we chant. What keeps on getting them all amped in advance? Come on. You and I rocking out with Iron Man F.E. You get the general's point of view on top of Roger's rants. Whenever it's happening out, we're putting the most minutes in. You already know what that's about. You know that winners win. Crush whatever's on task. Check the podcast. It's the champ and the tramp. Let the bomb blast.
Que pasa, Hodger? Hodger?
What's up, buddy? Hodger, I'm Brazilian now.
You're Brazilian.
Hodger? How do you spell Hodger?
R-O-G-E-R.
It's just Roger in Brazilian?
It's Roger in Brazilian.
Like Hoyce?
Like Hoyce is R-O-Y-C-E. Yeah. Henzo is what? Henzo is H. Renzo. Renzo.
All right. So they have, so they have not, Rogers
not
in Brazil.
But Portuguese.
I've met, like, in my lifetime, I think I've met maybe five Rogers. It's not a very
Hodger Gracie name. Is him and...
What's your favorite?
Him, I mean, he's one of the... him and Gordon are probably considered the best ever.
Who was the guy? He was a Gracie. He fought recently. God, Kron, was it Kron?
Kron
fought
Gracie,
recently
UFC?
And didn't
yeah,
have a good showing.
He is Hickson's son.
Okay, Hickson's son. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, he came up a little short. Even Dana said, and Dana's
he
a fan.
Cub, he fought Cub, right? I know Cub boxed him up pretty good. Yeah,
the one that he—I
don't know if that was on though.
He literally scooted on his butt the whole fight.
Yeah, no,
I don't think it was Cub.
No, it wasn't. It was not.
Speaking of scooting on your butt, how's your butt doing?
Not good, buddy.
I've been there. Frankie's dealing with some butt issues, and I hemorrhoids.
But I didn't get him the way Roger got him. Okay?
So, but you poked him back in for me.
Yeah.
No. Right. So anyway, listen. I'll tell my story. You tell your story. So
I'm not
maybe
telling my story.
Nah, see,
I'm a private individual.
You get so shy. You get so shy. People want to hear about your life, Frankie. I'll tell about mine. So maybe 10 years ago, I never had them in my life, and I've had some friends that had to get surgery in the whole nine yards, right?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm worried about.
Like 10 years ago. You know how they say you get it sitting on the toilet too long?
I know. It could be. I'm done bringing my phone. I'm
done
bringing my phone.
Don't bring your phone on the toilet. Just sitting there too long.
But I think it could be from lifting legs, too. I've been lifting legs a lot.
I've heard a million rumors, but anyway, that's one of the ones I heard. But maybe like 10 years ago, maybe even more than that. Just one day I was like, something feels weird, you know? So at the end of the day, I was in the shower and I'm kind of, you know, checking things out back there. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I didn't never even entered my mind, like hemorrhoid. I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? And I was like, wonder if that could be. Well, we had a nanny, won't say her name. I don't want to embarrass her at the time, that I can remember in the past had been talking about how she had some issues with that. And she would, you know, she'd make a joke out of it and make, you know, funny comments. And I called her. She'd since left us and wasn't nannying us anymore. And I said, what, I think I have one of those. I think I have a hemorrhoid. What do you do about it? And she's like, take a long bath in Epsom salt and just kind of poke it back in. I was like, really? Like, really? I don't have to go see a doctor? I did it. And it worked. Never had it since. That was like 10,
you got long fingers, bro.
That's why. You got long fingers. I got these short, stubby ones. Well, I can't really poke it in too good.
There was another guy in the hot tub with me.
Yeah, yeah, of course, of course.
So, yeah, so this is your first experience too, I'm guessing.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
It's not going well.
No.
No.
I'm going to the doctor tomorrow. I'm hoping I don't need that surgery because I know people had the surgery and it's miserable. So I'm going in there thinking I'm going to need that just to prepare myself mentally.
Right.
I'm hoping to not, you know. But then I've talked to some people. They're like, yo, I told some people, they said, what is it, like a golf ball down there? I'm like, a golf ball?
No.
Jeez, it's like a peanut maybe. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's what I had, like
a peanut.
Yeah, golf ball. Yeah. Yeah, well, listen, I had a friend, again, I'll let him remain nameless because it doesn't matter for the story, but he had him really bad. I'm assuming like golf ball style, and he had to go for the surgery. And I can remember afterwards he was like down and out for like a week or two. He said it was absolutely miserable. But you were telling me something when I talked to you when you first made your discovery. You said, and I know they do this with animals, like they'll put a rubber band on it.
Yeah, it's called banding.
Yeah. Is that something they do on humans or you don't know?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's what I've seen, and that's why I made a doctor point with someone that does that. But I don't know if.
Andrew, get a rubber band.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if.
I need you over here for a minute.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm sure you have to be a candidate for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
I don't think you're a little penis. I'll let you know tomorrow. Let us know, people. Frankie, the people want to know. So next time we reconvene
the fact you brought it up is a little.
Dude, what do you want to talk about? The weather?
You want to talk about your asshole. That's not easy. His asshole on the mind.
Talk about the weather. Dude, nobody talks on this show about assholes more than you.
What?
You talk about gay shit more than anybody I know.
I don't ever actually talk about anybody's asshole.
You talk about buttholes.
No,
you
do. No, no.
Yes, you do. All right. So moving on.
Your mouth.
Moving on. UFC 300, we're going to be at Ribs in Silverton, New Jersey, live podcasting. We'll talk about, I don't want to pick your brain too much on that because we're obviously going to, but our boy Cody's fighting. He's
opening
first up,
the
right?
card.
Yeah, that's
opening
great, man.
Opening the card. What do you think about that? Two champions. That's two former champions opening
who,
the card.
Who, is he fighting? Not
Figueroa.
Yep. Figueroa, yeah. Font's on that card too, though, right? Rob Font?
No, I don't believe so. I thought I saw Calvin Kattar is, though.
Calvin Kattar,
his teammate.
Yes.
He's fighting Aljo.
Yes.
And Aljo, former champ.
Yep. You want to talk about some of your picks for that, or you want to wait till Saturday?
Yeah, I'm not doing any picks no more.
Why?
No, I'll do some picks.
Yeah, it's fun.
No, I'm joking.
Listen, whatever I pick, I'm always wrong, so just pick the opposite.
Yeah, I don't like doing picks.
I feel like you're right on, spot on. Not spot on. You're on. Could be.
That's tough. There's a lot of them are tough to pick. I don't like picking. I know a lot of these guys. I see a lot of these guys, and I just don't like picking.
Yeah, but I see they do it for you.
Yeah.
I see interviews where you're fighting, and they all like, nobody says anything.
No more.
Nobody says anything bad about you, but they're always like, I think Frankie's got this, or I don't know, this guy's stylistically, you know, the way Frankie lines up. Everybody does it.
Yeah, I know. I said I just don't like doing it.
Right.
You know? I'll do some picks, though.
Okay.
Who are you picking?
I'll tell you Saturday. We'll talk about it Saturday.
Oh, Saturday we're going to do the picks? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to save it. He wants to high tension picks.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, well. Want to wrap it? We talked about hemorrhoids and UFC 300. Let's go home.
Yeah.
You are, though. Like, people call you a badass and they have for years. You are actually, you have a badass.
I have a badass. Yo. Hey. I don't know, man. What was the worst surgery you had?
I've had back surgery. I had the nerve surgery in my leg, which wasn't bad. You know, the testing they do for that hurt more than anything. They stick fucking giant needles in the bottom of your foot, and they test the nerve conductivity.
Yeah, I've done that before.
Dude, all of them didn't really hurt. Some of them I didn't even feel because I have so much nerve damage, literally. But they stuck this one right in the middle of my foot, bro. I fucking, like, you feel it, like, the fucking tears. You're not trying to, cry, but the tears just come down your eye because it hurts so fucking bad, you know? But worst surgery pain-wise, when I was, 19 or 20, I had my first back surgery, and I can remember waking up from it. Well, the pain leading up to it was absolutely excruciating. I've never been in that to this day, and I've been in a million wrecks. I've never had anything close compared to pain. I remember one night it was so bad. This is when I first injured it. And I don't know exactly how I injured it. I think I injured it jumping off Kingsman Quarry. But I wasn't, it's the weirdest thing is, it's, you know, it's probably a 100 plus foot rock quarry that filled in. They took so much granite out that they hit groundwater and it filled in. So they abandoned it. And I jumped off it when I was like 19, maybe I was 20 or whatever. about 100 feet. I got it on video, but it's like VHS. And I landed, and I was fine. I even went out with my friends that night. But like a day or two later, I woke up in the morning, and I couldn't even move. Literally, it was just couldn't even move. I felt like I was, I mean, I could wiggle my toes. I knew I wasn't paralyzed, but kind of felt that way. And my father took me to, you know, the emergency room, all that. They just loaded me. This is back in the day when they could give you opioids like it was nothing. They gave me Oxy-80s back then in 90 pill form. Like, this is probably what year would this been? I graduated in 93. It's probably been like 94, 95. So, you know, wasn't opioids, wasn't like the crisis it became, you know. So they just hopped me up on pills. And then I was so young, they didn't want to operate. So there was maybe like a month, maybe 2 months delay. And I never got out of bed. I never got off the floor for like a month or two. And I remember one night, my dad had made this little bed for me in front of the TV up on his level. So they could like, I had a room in the basement. But they set up this little, you know, makeshift room for me in the living room. And they went to bed. And I remember I was laying on my stomach, watching TV, like laying on a pillow. And it was, I don't know, 2 o'clock in the morning. I woke up and I was in so much pain. I was trying to yell to him. And I couldn't even get words out because I was just in so much pain. I just grabbed the TV remote and cranked the TV, all the volume, as loud as it would go, till my dad came downstairs. And he was stressed, obviously, because nobody wants to see their son like that, especially 19 years old. He said, fuck this, you know, we're taking you in the morning. We're taking you to Bangor and you're not leaving until you're fixed. Took me to Bangor and they scheduled me for a surgery, which was only a discectomy because I had some pretty good herniations, but it was a L4, L5 discectomy and a S1 decompression. And I remember waking up from that surgery, like literally the surgery is like an hour, waking up from it and thinking I'm going to be like 100%. Like, you know, you're a kid, you get that kid mentality. Like, I just had surgery, I'm going to be fucking great after this, you know? Dude, I was in excruciating pain for probably 6 months after that. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah, it was bad. Have a ton of nerve damage from it. So probably that, I guess. Yeah. Not the actual surgery, but the back experience, you know?
The whole journey of it.
The whole journey was horrible.
My back's been a mess. I've definitely been seized up where I couldn't get up. I couldn't stand up. If I stand up, I'd be like getting a bad spasm and stuff. Mm. But never like where I was like, I mean, getting ready for fights, dude. My back, I would wake up at 6 in the morning and have to take a bath before I go training because my back was all jacked up. Yep. But never like where I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die. You know what I mean?
There's a story, and again, I'm pretty sure you've told it on the air, but it was a while ago. I don't know if people remember, but didn't Renee, I don't know if it was your back or your, I know you pulled your groin one time, and you're as tough as they come. Like, anybody knows you. I know you personally. Like, you feel no fucking pain ever. But didn't she have to catch you one time because you were in so much pain you almost fainted walking in the house?
I fainted.
What was that?
That was my groin. I drove to the city by myself, and I came home, and I remember I didn't eat or anything because I was just, you know, I didn't want to. I had to, you know, and this is how the city is, east side of the city. You park, you have to walk forever. So I parked in the parking garage. Dude, I'm literally walking, like, so slow. And, I'm in pain, bro. You know what I mean? So I go see the doctor. He's like, he tells me pretty much what's wrong with me. Doesn't do nothing yet. And then I come home. I drive home. Didn't eat all day. Parked the garage. Parked the car in the garage. I remember I was like, Renee. I've been down. I was like calling her, screaming for her, whatever. And to help me get out of the car, you know. I couldn't get a hold of nobody. So I'm like, fuck, all right. So I get up. I start walking. She comes out. And she walks, I kind of grab my hugging her, kind of grab her. I literally just, whoo, fucking out. Oh, sure. I was in so much fucking pain.
Damn. I remember when you had that, because I stopped by one day, and you were walking from the driveway. I think maybe it was the following day.
No, that was after the surgery.
That was after the surgery, yeah. You were walking from the driveway in the house.
Actually, before, like, that was, I got, you know, that happened, and I got an epidural. Yep. Remember I told you they put epidural, like, literally, like an inch above my dick in there, and they put it, that's how they got to the perineum. Yep. Oh, yep. It was, well, first off, it's like awkward. You're in the thing. He's literally sticking a needle in the top of your dick. All the nurses are there. And I'm like, and I remember he's putting it in. And I'm like, oh. And I was like, all right, doc. He's like, all right, my man, I'm going to put the medicine in. And he puts it hurt. The needle hurt as it was.
Right.
Then he puts the medicine. I'm like, take it out. And you can feel the medicine starts to work kind of right away. And I'm like, take it out. I'm like, all right, no, it's okay. All right.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's kind of how epidurals are.
But
you know,
it worked. Yeah, I've had it.
Epidurals,
meant, yeah.
And think about it, right? You have a bulging herniated disc, which is already swollen, mm-hmm. and they're injecting liquid directly into it. So it's going to swell more initially before it, you know, lidocaine and cortisone, but
hurt. You've gotten epidurals in your back, right? You ever, like, when you get them, you can feel the pressure down your leg?
Never. Never really? Once have ever helped me.
That's what I didn't have. They never I've had some help. I mean, I probably had eight of them in my career just to get through.
If not more, and never got any relief. But I think my issue, I think I was really misdiagnosed. A, my first surgery when I was 19 or 20. Like, I don't think, I know, because you see my calf. I got a baby calf on my left side. I know they severed a nerve that, you know, because all your nerves, depending on which side of your spine they come out and where they go to, they all are, you know, they all go to an area of your body. Well, my S1 or L5 or S1 goes to my interior calf, and I have no interior calf now, so it's just deteriorated over the last 20 years since, or more than that, last 30 years since having that surgery. So I believe it was a botched surgery where, and, you know, I'm also basing that on being in excruciating pain after the surgery for 6 months. I'm pretty sure that was just a botched surgery. The doctor just totally operated and didn't do the correct thing. I don't know what he did, but he definitely severed a nerve, and you know, I've been dealing with that ever since.
You just don't like doing legs, bro.
This is a normal leg. If you see me in a pair of shorts, this leg looks normal. That leg looks like a fucking, like a gimp leg, like a peg leg. I look like a pirate.
Normal for my body.
I would say, just in the, you know, I've been friends with you for forever. I've obviously known of, you know, like a lot of injuries that you've had, fight injuries, training camp injuries, things like that. The one to me that seemed like it was the fucking worst, because I didn't see it come out, but I saw the video of it. It was when Benson Henderson got you with that upkick. I'm not saying you had so much adrenaline flowing, you probably didn't feel it, but them shoving those fucking giant tampons up into your brain, and you having to pull those out.
I've had everything. I've had the craziest shit happen to me. Like, I had to have the groin surgery, which is pretty different, you know. The fucking, those things.
Dude.
Yeah, that sucked. I literally had toxic Do you have shock that video? Can you send that face.
Video to Andrew? No. You don't have it?
Mm-mm.
You had it at one point.
Yeah, I don't know where it is.
Renee, that's a great video. It, ask Renee and see if she can send it to Andrew, and Andrew can upload it in this episode. Because the doctor pulls it out, and it literally just keeps coming and coming and coming and coming.
They, I think that was pre iPhone. I wonder.
Probably.
Yeah, that was not cool.
Might have been pre iPhone.
You know, my wife lost a lot of a year's worth of pictures. We all did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why? Because she didn't have backed up?
Something with the computer. Sure. One of the kids was banging on the damn computer. Did you see? Okay, speaking of 300, back to 300. Did you see they're letting Max, Zhang Weili, Alex Pajeda, and Justin Gaethje have special shorts?
No.
Can you pull that up, Andrew?
Not.
Put
Venom?
No, they're Venom shorts, but I mean, like, you know, like their own design.
Well, do you off the top of your head? Obviously, that's a huge contract. I don't know how many year long contract that is, but Reebok had the first one, right? A lot of guys, including you, lost individual sponsorships. Brendan Shaw being the
UFC. I'm sorry, what's that, Rod?
Once you know Reebok came in with that first big contract, all you guys had to wear Reebok.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys were pissed off. Brendan Shaw being pretty outspoken about it, losing your independent sponsorships. Yeah. But then Reebok had that deal for how many years? 5 years? And then Venom came in?
5 or 7.
Do you have any idea what that deal is worth?
No.
No.
Nope.
I didn't know Venom had the... look at that.
Which one do you like the best?
I'm not into the nut hugger thing, the Gaethje shorts.
I like black. The red's pretty good. That's pretty dope. Yeah. Okay, so like... Obviously, who is that? That's Pajeda, right? So it's like Amazon shit, right? Obviously, Holloway got the floral for the Hawaii. Zhang Weili got the red, the gold for the
whatever for China.
No tigers, but you know,
whatever that is.
That's a Venom. That's the Venom logo.
Right.
Red and yellow.
Just thinking Asian tiger. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just thought I saw a tiger in there somewhere.
And the Gaethje, I don't get the. I just like the black shorts, but you know.
No. Yeah, I like the Gaethje shorts.
It's American flag, dude. Right? Is that an American flag on the Gaethje kind of in there?
Doesn't look like it from here, but
you don't see the stripes and right.
Yeah. Is it a flag?
Yeah, kind of like a flag. I like that. What would a jersey shorts be?
What would represent?
You know what I'm saying?
Taylor Ham.
Taylor Ham. I know I could put like the
Ferris wheel?
Ferris wheel. Ferris wheel on or something?
I mean, you could, yeah. But, I mean, what would be... That's iconic for our area. Well, what if... All Jersey. What would be...
I'm wearing them, bro. I'm wearing the shorts.
What would be all Jersey? I guess just the figure of
Jersey. Put up the turnpike, right? Bro. The turnpike.
What would what would represent Jersey as a whole? The whole thing? McGreevy's teeth?
McGreevy.
I mean, sorry. It's not McGreevy. McGreevy. Fuck that joke up.
I know why he liked McGreevy. We all know about McGreevy. Roger used to visit him in his trucking route at the rest stops. You know, that's how he got caught, right?
Yeah.
At a rest stop.
No.
Yeah.
Didn't he get caught with his assistant on vacation?
No, I thought he got caught at a rest stop.
I thought he got caught because he was his assistant and him were like hooking up and he was like on vacation.
He got caught at a rest stop.
Thought people got pictures of him like making out with his assistant or something.
Actually, that would be the shorts, fuchsia shorts for McGreevy.
I am a proud gay American with his wife standing right next to him looking just horrified. Remember
when they used to do out the color, the terror color? It's orange. The terror color is orange.
Yeah.
I'll never forget. I was it's fuchsia. McGreevy said the terror color is fuchsia today. So what would a Jersey shorts be?
Man, I'm trying to think.
What would you make your shorts? So like, you know how like Bryce Mitchell wanted camo. Yep. Right? What would you make your shorts if you were fighting? Big rig on there.
Yeah, over the top.
Over the top.
Arm wrestling.
Wheelies.
I haven't put much thought on
Statue of Liberty.
Well, I mean, that's my
Statue of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty.
That's technically New Jersey.
We split it. We'll put it the left side of it on the shorts.
It's jerseys.
Did you see the theory
going? I put the
going...
Sopranos logo on there.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a bad idea. Actually, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
No. Fucking stupid. I know you could get. You get the Jersey Shore. The Jersey Shore logo. Come on.
Negative. I'm out. I'm an outcast.
Well, you were part of that, man.
I'm an outcast these days, and I'm okay with it.
You're
a
big
now.
Part of it.
I'm not
You're
that I'm hating. I'm not hating, but
dude,
I'm
the
not.
Jersey flag is so corny, bro. Right?
Yeah. Oh, I know what you could get on your shorts.
What?
When the fucking governor was sitting in the lawn chair on the beach down here.
Governor Christie?
Chris Christie was on the beach down here in the lawn chair.
Yeah.
You could get that on your shorts.
What bridge did he screw up to?
Well, he...
The what?
That was in New York. That was like a retaliation thing. That's what he actually got in trouble for. Mm-hmm. Bridgegate or whatever they called it.
Yeah. All right, just do Jersey tomatoes. You know we got good tomatoes.
Tomatoes and corn. We have that Jersey sweet corn.
Blueberries, too. Cranberries. Cranberries.
And blueberries down south.
And blueberries?
But they're different than where I grew up. I grew up in the blueberry capital of the world, by the way. Cherryfield, Maine. Blueberry. Big sign.
Cherryfield. I was in a blueberry field.
I said the same thing. I guess back when it was founded and they came up the Narragansett River, the sides of the rivers were filled with cherry trees. So they named it Cherryfield. But then after that, they developed all this blueberry ground, which is low bush. They actually rake it all now with harvester machines, like tractors. But when I was a kid, everybody hand raked it. But they're low bush blueberries. Down here, they're high bush blueberries. I think you pick them by hand down here.
Which ones are they better?
I don't know. I never ate a lot of blueberries. I mean, you know,
they say blueberries make you smarter. I can tell you have not eaten a lot of blueberries. I believe you.
I never heard that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's the issue. Is that true? I never heard that. What do they have?
I heard Rhonda Patrick say it. I heard Joey Diaz. Actually, I heard Joey Diaz say Rhonda Patrick said it. Wow. Is a town in Atlanta County in the United States.
Oh, it says Blueberry. Okay. All right, motherfuckers. All right.
Wow.
All right. So when was when was that founded? When was that founded? Hamilton, New Jersey claims to be the blueberry capital of the world, and that's high bush blueberry.
1866.
Now, see, when Cherryfield, Maine was founded, also the blueberry capital of the world, happens to be my hometown.
Blueberry capital of Maine.
They actually renamed it they renamed it instead of Cherryfield.
1870, 16. Wow, 1 year ahead. They're 1 year ahead.
But the town bills itself as that, so anyone could say it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Fuck.
Wait, we beat you fuckers by 1 year? What was the other one, 1866?
Yeah.
You said 1817, right?
No, you said 1866, I thought, for Hamilton.
No,
1817.
1866. Oh, I see 1817.
All right. I see a bunch of 18s on there, but 1866. So we beat you by a lot, motherfucker.
No, wait, go back. We go back because I.
1866.
Go to the one down. Go down like that. Like they, yeah.
It says right there.
And then,
first settled in
1826. It's settled, bro. We were fucking here in Jersey.
No,
in the 1826. Bro.
Stu Ben's the next town over.
Yeah, and then it was annexed into Cherryville. So in 1826, it became Cherryville.
No,
Cherryville.
Town was first settled in 1760.
Settled doesn't mean it was a town, no.
This is where you're from, Roger.
Yeah,
1,100 people.
Well, yeah, and it's never changed.
That's crazy.
It's never changed. Like when I was a kid, when I was a little kid growing up there, it was probably 1,000. Now we got 1,100.
Wow.
We added.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yep.
Do people stay there?
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of people work on the water, or they work in the blueberry industry, or they work off the land somehow. And most, I would say the vast majority of people stay.
Wow.
Yep.
0.2% African American.
Yeah, well, Tom's River ain't no better, buddy.
Oh, it's got more than fucking
0.2? What is Tom's River for diversification?
It's got more than that. That's why you moved here then, huh? I see. I see what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, you started that militia group, so.
19.5
more
white residents than any other race.
Doesn't give a percentage.
There's, yeah, no percentage, but there's.
Oh, right there. White, 79%. Hispanic, 15%.
So we got you.
Wait. Look it up. I missed it. Where is it?
4%, we got you.
We got you, bro. You got us by a couple percent.
I think I know all of them, too. Wow, look, there's more female than male, and you fucking Roger is so lonely. I don't get it.
I think I know.
I don't get it.
You're out late night burning crosses on their fucking front porch.
Yeah, okay.
I know you.
Listen, I'm like part of the team.
Yeah.
I am.
I always joke with my buddy Leroy and say that. Save the race wars.
Of course. He has to bring up his one friend that he knows.
Yeah, I got one.
I only got one.
But I always say if the race wars break out, you'll bro, remember I'm home team. He cracks up.
He thinks you're racist, bro. You have a 3% tattoo on you, bro.
That has nothing
like,
to do.
This guy is
okay. What does it mean?
Hang me if he has
what
a
does
chance.
It mean? What does 3% mean?
It means you're 3% better than everyone else. Right?
Yeah, you're a 3%er, you just don't know it. What else we got? Oh,
Oppenheimer.
I did not
see the movie.
I did not see it.
But do you know the story of it, right?
Of course.
Kind of, do you or no?
Yeah, the Manhattan Project.
Tell me what you know about it, and then I'll fill in.
Well,
the movie.
He was hired
again, the movie, like we talked about.
I'll give you what I think I know.
Who knows if the movie is
right
factually
loosely
based
of course. It never is. There's always.
It seemed like it seemed somewhat.
Sure,
know.
But they, you know, they have to glorify certain things, but. Essentially, I believe it was a professor who was hired by U.S. Military to design the atom bomb, and which he did. They created something called the Manhattan Project. With him, I think it was like in San. I don't
Alamos.
Know.
Los Alamos.
Los Alamos, exactly, and New Mexico, and they were doing testing out there, and they eventually designed the first atom bomb.
So, you know, they said...
And after they dropped it on Japan, obviously, what Nagasaki and Hiroshima, right? Mm-hmm. He had some serious reservations about what he did. I think that's the story, or no?
Kind of, no, but this was more like, they said he was a communist sympathizer.
Oh.
Yeah, he was, like, dating a former communist... Or some, his brother was like married to a former communist.
Well, it seems odd that it would, of all the, you know, people out there and professors or
why would they pick him?
Why would they pick him then? You know?
Yeah, I know. Well, they vetted him and stuff, but also, there was a spy in the base, right for Russia. Cause still, like, even though we were on Russia's side, like we were in an arms race with Russia at the same time. You know what I mean? Right. Because World War II, we were fighting the Germans and the Japanese. Russia was kind of on our side, but we still didn't. We're in an arms race, and we didn't want to share. Like we didn't want to share our information with Russia. You know what I mean?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. Well, I'm gonna be
you're
way
wrong.
Off here.
You're wrong.
1941, 1942, something like that. Japanese,
yes, I guess,
bombed Pearl Harbor, and the following day, Hitler declared war on the U.S.
I don't know. Don't know how that all went down. No idea, honestly. All right. But yeah, something like that. No. Yeah, I don't know exactly how. Did you know Einstein? They were like in the movie at least. Oppenheimer goes to consult with Einstein. Einstein's like, I want nothing to do with this. So yeah, Einstein was still
Einstein
alive.
Einstein and Oppenheimer had conversations. I know that.
Yeah, well, they were buddies.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they say, too, Oppenheimer wasn't the guy that really made it. He was the guy that, he was like the face of it all, of science. And he was a good talker. He was good to get, he was a good facilitator.
He was the Fauci of the time.
Well, I don't know about that, but he was able to get the right people involved to build the
gotcha.
And you know, they were deciding if it was going to be the A-bomb or the H-bomb. One of the guys wanted to build an H-bomb, which is like, 25 times more than the A-bomb, or 1,000 times more, whatever.
All right. Well, the atomic bomb is essentially splitting atoms, right? Hydrogen
is just splitting the hydrogen atom, I think.
Okay.
Right? I don't know. Yeah, but still pretty crazy. I think Chris, believe it or not, knows a lot about this.
You're Italian, right? Wasn't it? It was the... what were the two sides called in World War II? The Allies and the...
SS. No, Axis.
Axis. The Axis and the Allies.
Yeah.
Right? So there was three. There was the Germans, the Italians,
mm-hmm.
and the Japanese.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. The Italians bailed quick, I think, right?
I don't know.
I think they did.
I don't know. I should buff up on my
World War One. The Italians were on what side? I don't know.
Well...
I think they were on our side, World War One.
Mussolini. I remember my mom and my grandmother arguing because my grandma would be like,
"He's a highly contested." Yeah,
he was good. Yeah, he was good. I was like, "How the fuck was he good?" But I think he was like a mafia type guy. You know,
right,
like he took care of like the hometown people, but stuck at everyone else.
The way he ruled, right? Yeah. I've heard a lot of people argue in his favor.
But he was a fascist, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they say. But who knows what
it's the Italians that go to bat for him.
Forget about it.
Yeah. Forget about it.
I'll tell you what, Roger.
So you just, it came out in 2023, right? And it's a 3-hour movie. Did you just watch it recently?
I was on a plane.
That's how you get all your reading and your movie time. Mm-hmm. I got you.
When I went to Ireland.
You recommend it?
I mean, if you're on a plane for 3 hours, yeah. No, it's good if you're into history and stuff, too. It seemed like... And they were trying to pin this on, like, they said there was a spy in the camp, supposedly.
Mm.
And they take you through the movie, him developing it and all this stuff. He was kind of a player, too. You know what I mean? He was a little bit of a playboy.
Really?
Yeah, Oppenheimer was. And then you could see the government's going after him at the end.
So it's Matt Damon trial. Plays pretty much the general, right?
Yeah. And they kind of all turn their back on Oppie. Right. Oppenheimer.
In the end.
In a way, yes.
I mean, they had to ride it out until he designed the atom bomb.
No, but I'm saying like afterwards, like when they're kind of trying him for I don't know, whatever.
Gotcha.
And he still wants to be involved in like that world, trying to get him out of it, kind of, you know?
Gotcha.
That wasn't bad.
What was the death toll? Can you look that up, Andrew, in Nagasaki and Hiroshima? Obviously, they...
That was crazy. They said it was crazy what we did.
Yeah.
Did you know, though, supposedly the Japanese did crazy shit to Chinese and American soldiers and all that stuff? They say they're like the most, they were like ruthless as hell.
Yeah, well, I believe it.
You know, I'm watching Shogun on Hulu. Mm. Bro, dope.
Good?
Yeah. 1600s, Japan.
Bombings killed between 129,000. How can the number be that big of disparity? Between 129,000 and 226,000 people. Seems like a huge disparity there.
Most of whom were civilians and remain.
Of course. Dropped it on cities. Well, of course.
Well, I know, but I think, listen to this, I don't know if it's true. Didn't we warn them, say, like a week in advance, hey, we're dropping these bombs these days, you need to leave.
Again,
I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't think that's true.
But, again, I think Japanese culture, it's like, we ain't fucking leaving. That's well, that they'll fight to the end. If they feel defeated, they kill themselves.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So they might have said, like,
yeah, they had suicide bombers and obviously in the kamikaze. But where did you hear that? I've never heard that before, I'm obviously being facetious, that we phoned ahead. They certainly didn't phone ahead at Pearl Harbor, so I can't imagine we would give them that.
I think they did that to civilians.
That? Really? I
don't know.
What do you mean to civilians? They just called individual civilians?
Well, they said they're bombing this motherfucker, yeah.
Well, they obviously would tell the military, so...
No, I mean, I don't think it was like... I don't think it was... It's not like we were looking for the captains of the military when we were bombing them. We were just showing them our might. Showing them our might.
I know, but wouldn't the point to be cause such mass death and mass devastation they would surrender? You wouldn't really accomplish that by...
I think you would still accomplish
really?
That. The civilians go. If yeah, I think you would. You fucking blow down a whole town.
Oh, 129 or 226,000 people said, nah, fuck it, we're going to stay then. If that's
yeah,
true.
But like I said, I think maybe because of their culture, the way they are.
Well, I don't know if civilians are necessarily soldiers. Soldiers certainly are programmed that way.
But that's they're just like in their genes
yeah,
now.
I think so.
No?
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. Not everybody's good at karate.
Horrible. You're fucking horrible. You're a horrible stereotyper. You want to switch gears a little bit or no?
Well, you want to talk about Nagasaki?
Yeah, you want to keep talking about it? Sure. What else you got? They phoned ahead. Nobody listened.
No, I didn't want to talk about this.
You don't know how, oh, yeah. Oppenheimer. That's how we got on this. You brought that up, the movie.
Yeah.
You said, I don't want to talk about this. You brought this up. Andrew, you ever heard that? You're pretty well-versed in history. Do you ever heard that point that Frankie said where we... I don't want to be...
Why don't we look it up?
I don't want to simplify it as
much. Did we warn Japan before we dropped the bombs on them?
I don't believe so.
I never heard that, but it's possible.
I don't know. Maybe like I'd heard some fairy tale, and it was like, I wanted to feel good that we're good people.
I feel like you and Liguori were in the woods somewhere doing mushrooms, and Liguori told you that.
No, I don't think that's...
I don't think that's
leaflets.
Accurate.
Leaflets.
We dropped
leaflets warning Japanese of atomic bomb. Leaflets dropped on cities in Japan warning civilians about the atomic bomb. 1945.
You said we called.
Dude, I said we warned them, bro.
I'm joking. So that is true. Holy shit, I never heard of that.
Is it
America
true?
America ass. Well, first of all, we would never fly low enough, would we, to drop leaflets and get shot out of the air? Aren't we at like 30,000 plus feet to drop the bomb?
We made paper airplanes. We made paper airplanes.
I mean, does that make sense, though? Legitimately, we'd fly that low to drop leaflets? We are in the possession of the most destructive explosion ever. Single? This is what it said?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wait, wow.
Now,
so read it. Okay, this is what we dropped on them. We are in possession of the most destructive explosion ever devised by man. A single one of our newly developed atomic bombs is actually equivalent in explosive power to what 2,000 of our giant B-29s can carry a single mission. The awful fact is one for you to ponder, and we solemnly assure you it's grimly accurate. We have just begun to use this weapon against your homeland. If you still have any doubt, make inquiry as what happened to Hiroshima when you just one atomic bomb fell on that city. Oh, so was this
was dropped in Nagasaki. Okay. That makes sense. That makes sense before using this
No,
bomb.
You don't think they put one to Nagasaki?
No.
Hey, let's see. Let's see. I know it's a Hiroshima. Ask. Can we Google say, did we warn Hiroshima? I wonder.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Listen, I saw the movie Red Dawn, and the Russians did not notify us. They just showed up at that school and started shooting kids.
Shortly before the crew.
Hiroshima, yeah. Yep. They did. They dropped leaflets.
So I guess they just dropped,
they literally
dropped them all
it.
Over Japan.
No, it says shortly before. So how, what, seven minutes before? Shortly before the indoor game.
Roger doesn't want to believe it. He's such
no,
a clown.
I believe
we,
it.
We just showed him twice.
No, I'm looking for actual stats, like dates, times.
Oh, stats, yeah. He wants to see a video. Is there a video?
If the people are catching leaflets as they're looking up and there's a bomb coming down, it don't really count as a warning.
Dude,
is what
yes
I'm saying.
It was a warning, bro. They found. I mean,
scope and scroll down a little bit. See if it like actually gives like. No, I would not say that article is going to give us any clarity on when the leaflets were dropped. But any historians out there want to weigh in the comment section? Go ahead. All right, let's ditch this subject and move on. Warning leaflets. That's obviously the script that was written. Does it say? I can't read that. That's too small. Does it say when that was?
You want me to read it to you?
No. Well, now I can read it. You blew it up. It should be before. It just says before the bombing.
Right? Well, it could be a week before.
Well, and it could be 7 minutes before, Frankie.
The second round features a picture. So, like, dude, they've worn them more than once. The second round, right?
I guess so. I'm curious. I want to learn more about that. How do they fly a plane that doesn't get shot out of the air that's low enough to drop leaflets over Nagasaki? But anyway.
It didn't happen. According to Roger Matthews,
I didn't say
happen.
That. I just like proof. I'm
it's
like
just,
you.
It's just every,
that's why.
Oh, yeah. Well, the proof is in front of your eyes.
Right. But it doesn't say when. That's what I'm looking for.
What do you mean when? Before the fucking bomb. Before the bomb.
Andrew, are you hearing me? Because he's not. I'm
what,
saying.
You're saying, oh, they did it like 5 minutes before?
5 minutes? No, I didn't say that. Come on. I didn't say that. I'm asking, did they do it 5 minutes before? No, or did they do it a week before? Come on, what?
Probably
is it clear
the coming
to you?
Days.
The fact that the coming days. There you go. A couple days ahead. I think that's fair.
Okay.
We're coming in a couple days.
That's why I'm
to
a conservative and you're
you.
A liberal, because you don't what? Require any facts at all. You just yeah. believe whatever you're told.
No, I'm looking
well,
at
listen,
facts.
Speak.
I'm looking at facts currently.
No, what does it say?
And
okay.
You know, I didn't even have to.
So
I
when
brought.
Is it,
listen,
when?
Listen, I brought the fact into the conversation.
Okay, fair, and I agree
okay,
with you.
All right,
but
okay,
I was looking
so,
for actual like time okay. frame here. All right. Well, speaking of that, Mr. Liberal, what did you do for the eclipse? Did you hide in your basement like you did for the?
I got some rays outside.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
So, what did you actually do? You went outside. Did you put the glasses on?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you look at it?
I did.
Like a million people that told me they just stared at it and nothing happened, but.
What do you mean nothing happened? What the fuck are they talking about?
Nothing happened to their eyes. You didn't need the glasses.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you couldn't see it really without the glasses.
Yeah, I don't know.
I couldn't see it unless you put the glasses on.
Well, I guess my kids.
And honestly, I'll be honest.
My kids' school said they're not allowed to look at it because it could damage their eyes. So
I just don't know. I mean, I'm sure if you stare at it for like a fucking minute, it's going to damage your eyes. But I bet if you walk. Like that, it's probably not gonna. I mean, it's not gonna do that.
So I was.
So anyway, listen though.
Yeah,
as like you could, the clouds are great, right? And then as soon as it like, they call it like it kissed it, and then it moved in a little bit. It almost looked like a crescent.
That's hard.
And then eventually, well, yeah, where were you? Because
got a story. Go ahead. Okay, I'll tell you my story.
Well, because where we were, it was cloudy as shit. Mm. You couldn't see it no more at all.
It was a little bit cloudy where I was, but.
Yeah, it was cloudy as shit. You couldn't see.
Did you see there was people posting on, obviously, these conspiracy theorists, that morning of, right, the day of, crystal clear, and then they say an hour later there's like 27 planes flying by with the chemtrails and like clouding up the sky.
I'm going to say I seen it in the morning, and it was clear as shit. And then I'll tell you, when I saw a cloud, and I saw a plane going through it, and it was actually opening the cloud, not leaving a mark.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I saw.
I was working, been working like a lot of hours lately, but anyway, I was at a golf course, I won't say where, making a big delivery, so I was there for a while.
Trump's golf course?
We were getting a few rounds in, and some of the guys on the golf course, the groundskeepers were going by, and I see one guy go by with a welder's mask, and he's going out, and he's on the golf course, and I see him like with his welder's mask, and there's a whole bunch of people out there with the little glasses on and stuff. I'm not even looking, I'm like, it's not a big deal. Like, I'm not one of these people that think we're going to die or burn up or
well,
whatever.
You don't want to see it? Like, it's only happened...
But I didn't have the glasses, and I, you know, I like, they said, don't look at it. So I'm like, no big deal. I won't look at it, right? And it barely... People were saying it's going to get dark. It didn't get dark.
No, it got darker.
Darker, maybe.
You know what,
like,
you know what it did, though? It literally dropped 15 degrees, though.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, it got a little bit cooler. Yeah, I remember that, like, slightly. But anyway, this guy must have saw me, and he turns around, and he comes back with the golf cart, and he hands me the welder. He's like, you want to look at it? You want to see it? I go... Yeah, sure. So I just held it up for a minute and looked at it. Yeah.
Feel cool?
Yeah, I felt cool. I felt like... Yeah.
Whatever. 7 years?
History.
Was it 7 years? No, 27.
20, yeah. I think.
No, it was 2017. It was the last one, right?
But this particular type, I think, is every 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys see
but
anything...
What was the last one? I don't remember the last one. Well, I mean, it was the one Trump looked into, remember?
That was 2017.
Yeah, they were giving him shit.
Obviously, you know... You know what cicadas are. You know their history, that they only come out, like they go into this like hibernation mode, and they only come out, I think, Andrew, you'll have to look this up, but I think it's like every 12 or 15
years.
What's
cicadas?
Cicadas are those insects that are the big fuckers that are super loud at night. They rub their legs together or wings together or whatever. They say this year,
I know,
there's two species.
Two broods, I think they call it.
Broods, okay.
I think.
I don't know. I'll look that up. I'm not going to challenge it.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
I might. But there are two broods that are coming out this year, and it's the first time in, I forget, 76 years that two species are going to hatch together, and they say it's just going to be out of hand this year with cicadas everywhere.
No, but more in the Midwest, though, right?
Oh, I don't know. We have a lot of cicadas around here, but I don't
know. It was more in the Midwest.
I didn't read that, but that could be true. Why wouldn't it happen here as well? Wherever.
No, I'm sure it will, but I'm saying I think the bulk of them are in the Midwest.
You know what
that's
was around
hibernating
like crazy last year? I saw Jamie posting a lot about it. With, he was out there burning
the
lantern
flies.
Those Japanese lantern vines, or Asian or whatever they are. They were crazy last year.
This eclipse was the first solar eclipse visible from Canada. Who gives a fuck about Canada? I'm joking. I'm joking, my Canuck friends.
They say the cost of living.
2033 will be the next total.
2033. I'll be dead. No.
I will be. I'm older than you.
You fucking will be limp-dicked by that, probably.
How old do you think you will live?
Oh, I don't even try to speculate.
Well, you do a lot. You do a lot to try to live longer.
I do a lot to feel good right now.
And healthy.
I mean, if that's a byproduct of it, but I'm not thinking of that.
None of it is to expand your time on this earth?
I mean, I don't know. I just want to have good time. So it's to expand good time.
Quality of life is what I say. Once my quality of life is gone, like if I'm in bedridden and can only move my eyes,
I'm here for a good time, baby, not a long time.
And I'm sure there are people that have that and would say to me, fuck you. But that's just me personally, you know? My dad said to me one time when I was a kid, because I remember I made some stupid comment to my dad, like, you know, like, I don't know, I was probably visiting my grandmother in a nursing home and I probably said something like, I don't want to live to be this old. And my dad said to me, you know, Roger, you know who wants to live to be 100? I said, oh, who? He goes, a 99-year-old. Kind of put things in perspective. And then he said, there's nothing you can do.
I don't know if that's true.
Well, again, I guess it depends on your perspective, right?
Yeah.
Like my perspective would be, if I don't have quality of life, I don't want to
go
on.
Right, yeah.
But then he said to me, and this made a lot of sense, there's nothing you can do to lengthen your time on this planet. When God says it's your time, it's your time. But there's a whole lot of things you can do to shorten your time on this planet.
Mm.
That made a lot of sense. You know?
Yeah, that does. That rings pretty true.
Yeah.
You can do things to make it shorter. You can't do things to make it longer. Mm. Yeah, I guess that's a good way to look at it.
Like if you're religious, God has a plan for you, and when it's your time, right? But if you want to do stupid things, make stupid decisions, you can cut that time a lot short. Mm. I mean, that's essentially what he was saying, right?
Yeah.
I think he was telling me to slow down on my motorcycle, basically, is what he was trying to say to me.
Yeah.
In a roundabout sort of way.
But you didn't.
I didn't, and I'm still here.
Well, for now.
You want to elaborate any more on this solar thing? You're done with that, Talbot.
I'm just saying, but we had no solar flares. Why were they talking about solar flares? Like, since when?
Maybe that's what burned your eyes, was the solar flares.
No. Like, we've had eclipses, or what, like... Since we were little kids, never heard about solar flares, right?
Not that I remember. No.
So what was that all about? Just propaganda? Mm. Trying to scare people?
I have heard about the fear of comets. I mean, you know, we have Halley's Comet.
No, solar flares.
No, I'm talking about something different. Like, Halley's Comet came around when I was a kid. I won't live long enough to see it. I think it's every 76 years.
But you saw it? Do you remember seeing it?
I do.
I don't remember.
So, yeah. But I remember, you know, there's always been talks of asteroids or comets, you know, colliding with Earth.
Asteroids?
Yeah, that's what you got. Yeah, Armageddon. Armageddon, baby. We send Bruce Willis up there. He'll fucking drill a hole in that thing and blow it apart.
Got to get to the core, though. Got to get to the core.
Got to get to the core.
The Rock. Did you see The Rock?
He recanted.
I'm talking about at WrestleMania.
Oh, no. I thought you were talking political.
No, he was on WrestleMania last night.
Oh,
though.
Of course.
And guess what?
Everybody was there.
And I guess the lights went out. The lights come on. Undertaker's behind them.
Oh, no shit.
Then he fucking rock. He hits him with Tombstone. He tombstones him. No tombstones shit. Him. And then boom, lights are on and he's gone. Lights
he's
are
gone.
Up. Yeah, he's gone.
And that was it? That was his old? Oh, shit. That's pretty good, though.
I didn't see it, but someone told me about it.
That's cool.
But The Rock did tuck his tail between his legs and recanted.
Yes, he did.
But he's like, I'm not going to.
I'm just going to stay away from politics. Just this year, I'm not going to. But I believe, again, I don't want to misquote, but he said, I won't be endorsing Biden. I'm just going to stay out of politics. Essentially, I'm not paraphrasing.
But he says he regrets endorsing him in the first place.
He did, yes.
Yeah.
He said he still has faith in America, though.
You don't want to be. He's not a pessimist. You don't want to be a pessimistic, right?
Listen, I used to love that guy, and I still think he's insanely talented. I mean, you know, but like when he made that move, I just didn't get it. Not obviously, I disagree with him, but it was the way he did it, the way he went about it, and the fact that he didn't sit down with both sides. Like, if you sit down with both sides, I understand.
Well, he shouldn't have been doing that at all. Who gives a shit what this guy thinks?
I know, but we weigh in on politics. Who the fuck are we?
I know. Yeah, but, I mean, Trump and Biden ain't going to come here and have us tell him what we think.
You don't think
so? He has a huge following, right, you know what I mean?
Right.
But, like, I don't know. It's crazy that, remember they said they reached out to him about running. Mm. It's just crazy. Like, this is the movie Idiocracy. You know what I mean? Like, we're having a fucking wrestling guy, action star. We want him to run for president.
Dude,
like, what are we doing?
An action movie star that barely spoke English was the governor of California.
Yeah, right. Jesse Bonaventura, the governor of Minnesota, all that stuff. Yeah,
that too.
No, I know, but I mean, yeah, exactly.
Listen, I support First Amendment, no matter what people say. Even I don't believe there's anything as hate speech. I support The Rock being able to say whatever he wants, and he did, and it just kind of made me not that he gives a fuck who I am. He doesn't give a shit, but I'm not as big a fan as I used to be. That's all. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I definitely like that did bother me how he went with that and how he's like talking about COVID. I just had COVID and it was the scariest thing. Like, bro, you were eating pancakes and drinking tequila, bro. How scary was it? Mm. You know what I mean? Like, why are you trying to? I just feel like someone got to him and he was pushing a narrative they wanted him to push.
Oh yeah, I believe it. And that's bought and paid for.
And I didn't like that. But having him, having since heard him on Rogan's, having him recant this and kind of say, I'll stay out of it. Mm. You got to give the guy a pass, right?
Yeah, I never said I hated the guy. I just was not, like, a fan. I still think, like, what he does, I think he's a great actor especially coming from just being a wrestler. I think, you know, I like the dude. Likeable guy. I remember when he used to do these videos, like, when I followed him. I used to be like, dude, that dude is so fucking popular and has so much money. He used to drive his Ford Raptor to the gym. Now they build him a gym on set wherever he goes. But he used to, like, when he was, I think he's got a house in Texas. I forget, wherever. And people would see him on the side of the road, and he'd take a video. Like, I remember one time he was passing a school bus, and the kids were going nuts. And he pulls over, and I'm like, that dude is just a fucking good dude. And maybe he still is a good dude, but I just couldn't get behind that. I think he is a good dude. I do, but I just couldn't get behind that move that he did. And I just sort of became – I don't hate the dude. I don't wish anything bad happens to the dude. I still think, like, he's great at what he does, but – just became not a fan. And I don't think I'm the only one. And maybe that's why he's doing what he's doing, is because he lost a lot of fucking fans.
But he's in that Hollywood circle.
He is.
Like, he's, listen, you want to get the roles, you got to play ball.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah, but
you got to put a dress on. You got to put a dress on.
Don't you think?
He did, though.
Yeah, that's right. What was it? What, Saturday Night Live? Yeah. He played, what? Wasn't he in? No, he wasn't in a dress.
Never mind. The nanny. Yeah. The nanny.
You played that guy. What was that dude that ate the fucking, the little bug-eyed dude? He played the little guy, and The Rock played, like, the bigger version of him. He would eat watermelon or whatever it was and just fucking tread it on Saturday Night Live.
I don't remember.
You don't remember that?
Chris Kattan.
Yes, Chris Kattan. Yeah, what was that character?
The monkey guy,
whatever it was called. He had a name, but I think the first role he ever had, one of the first, obviously the first movie role he ever had was as the Scorpion King, right? I think that was his first movie, but I think on Saturday Night Live, he played a guy called Nick Arette. It was like the anti-smoking dude. So basically, they would just bring him with them whenever they would ever want a cigarette or about to light up. The Rock would beat the shit out of and it was hysterical. But that's kind of where he got his teeth wet in acting. And listen, he's great, man. The dude's great. I want to like the guy, but just if you can't sit down with both sides. And I'm sure people are going to be like, you guys never sat down with both sides? No. And they'll never sit down with us. So I got to just get my fucking information from where I can get it from.
But look how, like, dirty Hollywood is.
I did talk to Donald Trump Jr., though, motherfuckers.
Did you?
Yeah, remember? I don't know if it was him, but.
Wasn't him, bro.
You don't think it was him?
No.
No?
Nope.
You think it was his people?
Six-year-old kid.└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└př
I see that. What, it fell off on you, pal? It's a good thing that's not noisy or anything.
It's not noisy, right?
It's not noisy at all. Yeah. Making no noise. All right. I want Freddie. Freddie.
You know what's something funny? You want to know something funny?
Go ahead, buddy.
You know how many people fucking call me Freddie?
A lot.
A lot of people.
Do they really?
You want? I have a theory.
Yeah.
Because it's Frankie, Edgar, Freddie. You know what I'm saying? Frank, Edgar, Fredgar.
Fredgar?
Yeah, Freddy.
Fredgar. Yeah,
all right. You know what I'm saying?
Could be. Maybe you just look like a
Freddy. I get Freddy. I get Eddie.
You look a little like Freddy Krueger.
Okay. You know what you look like? No, you look... Yeah, honestly, if you had a mustache like this...
Here we go.
You would look like the Wizard of Oz.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh! You know what I'm talking about? Oh, they seen behind my curtain! Yes, you definitely would. You should dress up.
I don't even know who you're talking about. Which character?
Can you please pick up the Wizard of
Which
Oz?
Which character?
The fucking Wizard of Oz.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The Wizard and the Wizard of Oz. There he is. You see him right there?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, dude. I think we'll get a mustache.
Where did you pull that out of?
That's what you look like, bro. I'm good like that.
You pulled that out of nowhere. Literally nowhere.
What do you mean nowhere? I'm just looking at you.
Just came out of nowhere. I've never heard that. You've never heard you say that before until right now.
I'm just saying. Look at this guy.
Look at this guy.
I look like that guy. Yes.
I do?
Yes.
Andrew, are you seeing it?
Can we blow that up?
Are you seeing it?
Can we blow that up?
I thought you were going to say like Freddie Mercury or something.
If you get...
I look like that guy?
Right now, kind of, a little bit. If you shaved your beard and drew that mustache.
My eyebrows are like that?
I think I can
see I don't even have long hair. His hair's poking out of his hat everywhere. He's got a double chin. He's got bug out eyes. He's got a big nose. I have none of that.
I wonder how old
this guy
is.
I do have that outfit, though.
I wonder how old this guy is. You know what's crazy? Like,
probably dead.
Like when first season Sopranos started.
Mm-hmm. Wait, that's him right there?
Yeah.
Frank Morgan?
He died at 59. Jeez.
He died in 1949, bro. Holy shit.
He was 59. Wow. So anyway.
Yeah.
What was I saying? Just saying?
I don't know. You're making fun of me somehow, I'm sure.
Oh, man, I had it.
You lost it? You get hit in the head a lot. Everybody's going to give you a pass. I want Frankie's take on this guy, and I'm sure he's seen him. He's probably not going to remember the guy's name, but can you pull up? He's a TV evangelist. His name is Kenneth Copeland. Are you familiar with that at all?
No.
Pull up Inside Edition with Kenneth Copeland. It's a short interview. I want Frankie to watch it. If we have to cut it out of the thing, we can, if it's too long. But I want your take on it. This guy is the scariest dude I've ever seen in my life. Like, scary. And
he's a pastor?
TV evangelist. Listen to the money he makes. He's got a net worth of $760 million. He makes $18 million a year. He's got 5 private jets. He bought a golf.
11-minute fucking interview.
All right, just watch this part.
I've seen him. Turn it up.
Look at his eyes. Bro.
Yeah, I've
look,
seen
look
him.
Look at his eyes.
I've seen him. He's like an asshole, too. He
look
barks
at his
back
eyes.
At you.
Wait till you see how he talks to this woman. And look at his eyes. His eyes look like fucking the devil. It's
like
crazy.
A vampire.
Look at his eyes right there.
He looks like a vampire, bro.
Dude, it's scary.
Daywalker.
But how should anybody that's a servant of God have a net worth of $760 million, make $18 million a year, have 5 private jets? He bought Tyler Perry's $17.5 million Gulfstream 5.
Very simple. It takes a lot of money to do what we do. We have brought over 100. Let's see. The latest figures just came out. 122 million people to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me give you another example. Last May, I was scheduled for Lagos, Nigeria. That's a long way. I had a week off, and I was scheduled for Peru. And I prayed about it, and I thought, I'm not missing that dedication in Jerusalem. without the airplane that we have that I bought from Tyler Perry, and I didn't pay anywhere. And Tyler's one of the greatest guys. He made that airplane so cheap for me, I couldn't help but buy it.
Well, my question then, all right, but I want to get to the demons, because people are very concerned about that comment.
Give me a chance here, Inside Edition. I love your eyes. And here's what happened. We flew in 21 days, 70 hours, 40,000 miles, touched five continents, and preached face to face personally with 125,000 people.
Do you ever use your private jets to go visit your vacation homes, for example?
Yes.
Again, getting back to the comment, you said that you don't like to fly commercial because you don't want to get into a tube with a bunch of demons. Do you really believe that human beings are demons?
No, I do not. And don't you ever say I did.
Dude, it's all in the eyes, man.
We wrestle not with flesh and blood, but principalities and powers.
Can you explain what you meant by that term then? Just explain, because it's really simple. You said you didn't want to get into a tube with a bunch of demons. What did you mean?
Let me ask you.
How much was it?
You think that people that fly commercial are demons?
Give me a chance to talk, sweetheart. I'll explain this to you. But it's a biblical thing. It's a spiritual thing. It doesn't have anything to do with people. People. I love people. Jesus loves people. But people get pushed in alcohol. Do you think that's a good place for a preacher to be and prepare to go preach to a lot of people when somebody in there is dragging some woman down an aisle? It made me so mad to see that on television. I wanted to punch the guy out myself. I can't be doing that while I'm getting ready to preach.
You just don't like to be around the sinful people or the hurtful people. Is that what you're saying?
Not the people, baby. Not the people. Back during the days that we couldn't do anything else, we had to travel commercial.
Look at that.
When I went to Oral Roberts University, I flew for Oral Roberts. I'm a commercial pilot.
Can you explain what you meant by that?
So I spent a lot of time in there.
You have how many planes?
We have the Gulfstream.
What did you mean?
And we still have our Citation team. And then we have a little small airplane. But those are the two ones that we use. And we use them all the time. And other people use them, too. We have other ministries that use these. In the book of Ephesians, oh, God, I love this. We wrestle not with people, but with principalities and powers, unseen things, rulers of the darkness of this world. Talking about the devil, he's a very real devil, just the same as Jesus is a very real Lord.
All right. I mean, you got the gist of it. What is your take on that guy? And listen, you're gonna catch a lot of hate because there's a lot of people that are very loyal to this dude, like millions.
This guy, who's gonna give that? I'm sure it's top people that watch our podcast. Buddy.
Listen, one of our 32 listeners may be a follower of his.
I mean, I've seen this video actually. I think before.
Do you see that part where he's like, "Don't you think I said that?" And see his eyes, bro. It looks crazy.
I think he's a scam artist. Most of these guys are scam artists, right?
I just don't believe that any servant, any true servant of God, should have that wealth. It's completely and totally unnecessary.
That wealth. And a little, to try wealth, to... A little wealth.
Yeah, I don't mind somebody... Like, you know, like, I think...
They got one G6.
At least where I grew up, right? Like the local churches where I grew up, they have a... What is the house? I'm drawing a blank on the name, but the parish. Is it the parish? No, not the parish. There's a house that if you preach, you're given a house to live in, you and your wife, and I know my minister back when I grew up, right? You get the parishioners pay for that house, right? But they don't live high off the lamb at all. They're living a very, you know, back in my little town, at least that I grew up in, they're living just like everybody else, probably poorer than everybody else. This guy's got a net worth of $760 million.
Yeah, well, that's crazy.
It's insanity to me. Forget the eyes, although that freaks me out. maybe that's his normal eyes. Don't look like it, but the net worth that that guy has is should not be allowed. You should not be allowed to be a servant of God and have that much money.
Well, it's the people that fall for his stuff.
Who's the other guy? Who's the other guy? I think the shooting was just in his church. The other famous one, what's his name?
Joel Osteen.
Joel Osteen. Yeah, yeah. Didn't they just find bundles of cash in the walls of his house that were doing construction? And they found like bundle. Can you pull that article up and see like what how much cash did they find in his walls? Joel Osteen.
Mm-hmm. I heard of him.
Who is another? You know, TV evangelist. Am I saying that right? That's what he is, essentially, correct?
I don't know.
Preacher, pastor, whatever you want to call them, was having construction done on his private residence, and they found literally bundles of money in the walls.
Plumber who discovered money in wall of Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church gets $20,000 reward. Theft of $600,000.
So essentially the church is saying, or Olstein's people is saying, that that was stolen, and somebody buried it in his walls.
So they stole it from Joel Osteen, and someone buried it in his walls?
In the walls of his own house, and then the plumber recovered.
Well, walls of his own church, the church, right?
I don't think it was
the show, The Righteous Gemstones. You watch The Righteous Gemstones on HBO?
Okay.
What's now, it
called? The Righteous Gemstones on HBO. It's with, like, Danny McBride. That's like based on Joel Osteen and all the mega churches.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that happened in the one scene, the sister like opens the ceiling and all this cash falls out. Oh, so it's funny. Yeah.
Just for me personally, everybody's different, right? And if there's believers that want to subscribe and give your money away to these people, so be it. But for me personally, I could never get behind that. You know what I mean? I don't have a problem with, you know, obviously giving up tithes and gifts and to your church that you attend. Obviously, there's costs involved in running certain things. And, you know, usually, like when I was a kid, they had a program called Awana I went to. All that, I'm sure, has cost, right? And Vacation Bible School and all that. But to be worth $760 million as a pastor is absurd.
Wow, he's worth $50 million. Is that better?
See, I would have thought he was worth more. Wouldn't you have thought Olstein was worth more than I would have? Crazy. Anyway, that interview.
Wait, go that guy's net worth. You go that guy's net worth. The other guy's net worth.
I mean, that's Joel Osteen's house.
Yeah, that looks like crazy.
Crazy.
He got Ferraris and shit. All right.
$325,000.
The Lord said I would get blessed with the red Ferrari.
Do you have a problem with that? No. I read, because I was like, do these guys pay tax on that? And it says they do. Any income. The IRS
can come in. $750 million.
I read 760, but okay. We'll knock $10 million off. That's insane.
I just think the people that buy into their stuff are kind of suckers, no?
I almost feel like
you can't feel the hustle. I could sense the hustle in their speech.
Especially if they're living like paycheck to paycheck and this guy's living like this and they're donating every week. That's to me that's a crime. And I believe that
They're suckers, bro, too.
I believe that he'll pay for that one day.
Yeah, it's almost like going and I'm gonna go and spend $100. I'm gonna gamble $100 every day because I might win. I might win.
Now listen, I'd feel differently. I think you would. I'd feel differently if money raised was $750 million and they were, you know, maybe not a Learjet, but maybe flying commercially, maybe a normal plane flying to Africa and building, you know, like putting in, plumbing and building well, you know, drilling wells, and they're putting it. Okay, I back it. You're raising a ton of capital, but you're doing something good with it.
Yeah.
It looks like they're just building massive homes and driving Ferraris. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Crazy. And why do you need 5 private jets? Why would you need 5? Why would you need a $17.5 million private jet that you bought from Tyler Perry? Did you hear what he said? He gave me such a good deal on that plane, I could not turn it down.
Yeah. What is Donald Trump's net worth? He worth richer than these guys?
I don't think these net worth.
$5.1 billion, baby.
Good for him, man. Well, didn't he just make a couple billion off Truth Social?
Yeah.
Yeah, the stock's going up and down, so probably just, I don't know what it is now.
Yeah.
Wasn't he worth more than that too?
Yeah, I think it was like eight.
Wow.
The only president ever in history, mm-hmm. in history, whose net worth has gone down after becoming president, ever, literally ever.
Yeah,
I know. I know. I don't think Lincoln net worth went up though, or JFK's.
I shouldn't say of. Well, I don't know about JFK, but of modern time.
Yeah.
Maybe not Lincoln, but he did get those nice teeth at the end.
Did he?
Didn't he get wooden teeth?
It's Washington.
It's Washington.
Oh, yeah, shit. That is Washington. My history's a little off today, boys.
A little. Today.
Hey, you got the pamphlets right on Nagasaki. So
bro, I got everything right. I get everything right.
No, I looked something up.
We were both correct. That was before the camera was rolling. Correct.
I said that Botox was botulism. You said, no, I think it's a toxin.
It's a toxin that's like botulism, right?
It's a toxin that makes botulism.
There you go.
Yeah.
I got to use the bathroom.
All right, so I'm a little... You want to rap? Hang on. Let me see what else I got for us. Oh, did you see the videos I was sending in? Because I've thought this for a long time. Do you think the lottery, essentially I'm talking about the big one, Powerball, Mega Millions, do you think it's a scam?
Yes.
I do. Mm-hmm. Do you think people actually win? I do think occasionally people win.
Yeah, I think occasionally
people
win.
But I think these
one ticket on it goes right back into the pot.
Yeah, but these massive ones, do you think people win? Or
no.
Do you think this is a scam by the government? I think it's a scam by the government.
Yep.
I don't think people are winning this.
No.
I think they're funding certain ventures with that money.
Sure. Yeah, I
do you know anybody that's ever won mega big? I'm not talking about, you know,
no.
$1,000.
I don't know nobody. I don't know. I know a bunch of losers.
Yeah.
No,
you, Andrew, what's your take on that? You think the lottery's a scam?
No.
You don't think so?
I don't know anyone that's actually won like a significant amount.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think any money the government touches at all is a scam. But
me and Mark, you talk about even like the Powerballs, like, oh, the guy in California won. Yeah. Get the hell out of here.
Did you watch all that shit I sent you today? None of that?
I watched some of it. I mean, dude.
I do send you a lot of stuff. If you do win, 24% of your earnings are automatically withheld to go to the IRS.
If you do win what?
If you win any, well, I don't know what the dollar figure must be, but let's say you win $1 million or let's say you win $500 million, they automatically withhold 24%.
Automatically?
Automatically.
More on top of that, no?
Well, that just for the IRS. I don't know what other fees or assessments.
Yeah, but I'm like, dude, that's not bad. You take, it's not bad. 24%? I thought it'd be like more like 40%.
Mm. Well, definitely puts you in a different tax bracket.
Yeah.
That's why you got to take like the yearly.
Last thing I had written down.
Yeah, but you might. You can't do that.
Last thing I had written down in my notes here to talk about is.
You take notes, huh?
Well, I just write notes, just some talking points.
You talk to text.
You send me notes too during the day.
You talk to text.
TikTok. The House of Representatives voted to ban it, correct? It starts, I believe, in September. Am I right about
what?
That?
I didn't hear that.
Doesn't it have to go through the Senate and then the President?
I haven't heard that.
Is it a bill?
It's a bill that just passed the House of Representatives, correct?
Whose
but
bill?
It passed the Senate and the Biden has to sign it?
I believe. Oh, okay. Well,
so.
Bill who?
I know it passed, which is not surprising, right, that it passed the House of Representatives, I guess. But, well, then I don't know why they put that September date on it then. I just read that in
Maybe
September.
It would go into effect.
But
another of more malinformation from Roger Matthews.
No, from Trucker Carlson.
Yeah, malinformation from Trucker Carlson.
I was asking a question, if you heard me correctly. I said, did you hear about this? That's what I saw today. I was asking a question. Andrew corrected me and answered that question. However, a lot of people I saw on TikTok are saying, because a lot of people on TikTok are pissed off.
Because they make money that way, right?
Well, the payout, I guess, is way, way different than it used to be on TikTok. People used to make money on TikTok that are really not making much anymore. A lot of people are going to something that I've never heard of before. Have you heard of it? Clapper?
No.
A lot of people say go to Clapper.
Clapper. That sounds like...
Have you heard of Clapper? Clap
that sounds
off.
Gay, bro.
The Clapper. That used to be a thing, remember?
Yeah, clapping. Clapper.
The Clapper. Have you heard anything
clapper,
about that,
I'm
Andrew?
Clapper up, boy.
You don't know anything about
up.
It? I know I nothing about it either. Will TikTok bill move forward? Mitch McConnell pushes for. What was the date on this?
Today.
Could effectively.
Mitch McConnell, what was he pushing for?
Well, he's the Senate, so he's telling the senators to past the house.
Can he tell anybody anything?
Yeah.
I'm saying, can he physically do it? I don't know if he can physically do it.
No.
All right, so it goes, it passed the House, so it goes to the Senate now.
They say it's a bad thing, right? They say this is kind of like, this is another way to like, well, Trojan horse type shit. Like, they're going to do this, then they can take all this shit away.
Well, this is at least what I'm hearing, right? Facebook, I guess since Elon bought X now, or Twitter, maybe that's a little different because obviously he has different views, but certainly before Elon bought it, right? They're American-owned companies. The federal government has some involvement with them, obviously worked behind the scenes with a lot of them. They're saying TikTok is not American-owned, correct? That way they really have no ability to censor it. Right, Andrew? It's not an American-owned company?
Why. No, it's not.
They have an American subsidiary that runs it, but it's foreign-owned, yeah.
Okay.
But it's all bullshit.
Right,
it's just another way to say, everything okay, we're going to do this, they're going to take away this, they're going to take away that. It's another censorship thing.
There's no
difference. Another censorship.
There's nowhere. There's no difference between TikTok and Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I mean, there's no difference.
But how much do you learn? I learned so much from TikTok. Like,
there's no difference in that you can express your views, you can have freedom of speech.
I think you have more freedom of speech probably on X right now than anywhere.
Well, only because Elon bought it. Yes.
But I think TikTok's pretty like wide open. Like TikTok, you go to the comment section and you see what people actually think,
right?
And you learn a lot. And
well, it's becoming worse. When they first started, it was, they called it the conservative platform because you could say whatever you wanted. They're definitely now banning people. And
but my like feed is more right-leaning, and I don't know. I don't find things banned that I would think would be banned. But
I followed a couple of creators that said, you know, my account got banned or whatever. Not many, but a few.
I'm sure it does, but it's just because they can't let the truth be out there.
Exactly.
You know, it's 1984. That's all it is. 100%. They rewrite history and they silence the opposition.
Yep. Scary.
So yeah. You got your license, right?
1984? Yeah, pretty much. I'm not that much older than you, or you're not that much younger than me, buddy.
I'm just joking.
All right, well,
I talk about everything that's not true, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I call you smart.
Mm-hmm. You said you had to pee and go poke your hemorrhoid in, so go ahead.
I need those long fingers you got, buddy.
All right, Champ of the Tramp out. Everybody wish Frankie good luck, and let's hope he doesn't have to have his asshole lasered.
Roger.
Guys at Deitch.
If I need a... I'm not going to ask you.
You got nothing? All right.
Nothing.
Guys, just a reminder, don't forget to find and follow us on YouTube, Rumble, Instagram, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and most other podcast platforms.